Marco Koschnick vom Ministerium für das Experiment, Radio Student, auch Universe City TV, auch Co-Founder von Laibach, NSK, das will er nicht gerne, dass wir darüber reden. Wir kommen zu seiner Performance. Wie heißt sie? Wie heißt die Performance? What's the name of the performance you're doing?
Are we on the air? Yeah. Well, the performance has actually no name. I decided to devote 4 minutes for the voices that never were inhabited into bodies. The idea of the voices that are inhabiting the bodies I got in the period of some 10 years doing experimental compositions at the radio. I was a radio student in Ljubljana. And it happened I'm carrying a collection of short excerpts that come from various people collaborating in these experiments. So I use a very simple rule. I'm going to play by random the excerpts. There are 56 all of them, but I'll spend 4 minutes of your attention. So back to the bodies and the voices. What people rarely notice today is there is special technique for radio announcers, how they're trained in order to not only count the words in minutes, but as well to be very suggestive to the audience. In fact, in Slovenia, we call it dog breathing. It's a way of talking that is never letting a second of time between the words, between commas and dots. So the theory I got was that whenever you hear a voice that has no lungs because it's not breathing, you auto-inhabit that voice in your body. In that respect, it's a ghost. It comes from the ether, and so on. Now I'm using this introduction to celebrate the voices that, in fact, couldn't make it and were not ever inhabited into the history. It just happened I have them in my iPod here. And I wish you, boring 4 minutes from here on. Of course, after I switch the input in. Activities here in Slovenia. And we would like to ask you or invite you to explain some directions or visions for our anarchistic activities here in Slovenia for the next 2 months, please. Hello?
Yes. I didn't quite understand your question.
No. Can happen, but... Yes.
And as things are changing, as time becomes more bureaucratic and the West moves in more and more and cleans it up, the constraints become more and more and more difficult because the playground becomes smaller and smaller and smaller. And so we are moving more and more and more into simply just the space of the television monitor itself.
Brita, can you describe me your latest idea about what to do at the radio?
Please.
Well, I was trying so hard, I have to check it out. Is there something coming back?
I think...
You'd like to influence somebody with your work.
I'm curious.
Unification is far too simple for people in the West. It's a bit of a distraction, sort of on the side, something you see in the newspapers. And we want to get away from... the newspaper reading of unification and bring it straight into experience.
Think it belongs always to people who work with, and maybe it's trying to find something out.
designing of the stream of data, how does it go?
There are different ways.
The concept we have about interactive televisions is not to use produce, it's to use exchange between peoples. So something changed in Europe after the wall is get down, and maybe we must rebuild some new language or some new combinations about the possibility to have some exchange. And we believe the media can be one of the best support to do this new rebuilding.
Yeah, I mean, I see it in a way like SPK did it more than 10 years ago, and SPK said that a new sort of medieval ages are being repeated nowadays on a higher level, on this.
Yeah, that's also what
technology is level, you know, an extremity in that way of seeing the world was a nice experience, and good entertainment was these standard, the CNN sort of reporting on the war in the Middle East.
But the future is Europe. The future is to bring up a new language where these different nationalities can communicate. It's not a matter of one nationality against the other one, but is to have a strong identity and then communicate with other identities and develop visual, poetic, common languages. Because the feeling of the heart in every poetry of love, of future, of construction, of power and ecstasy is in every nationality, and it is not connected to any kind of nationality.
And I say, coming from West society, it's too much West society. It's not a good model. And it's something like a monster with two heads, and one head is cutting now. It's the head of the East. And America, lonely with his own power, like an eagle, want to eat them, all the others, are not able to find anybody actually. They have a lot of problems in a West society, like most of children have guns, adolescents like 12 old have guns to go on school. That is crazy, because the situation in Boston, you look on, watch on the TV every day of some men kill others just for fun, something like this, because I think it's only for fun, it's only for adrenaline.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see, watching American media, that you are being manipulated. Mm-hmm. And certain events crystallized that very specifically. For instance, in the Gulf War was a period when Americans in large numbers became aware that the role of the state and the corporations in creating a kind of...
A film.
Yeah, a movie for us to watch. Mm. The only problem, of course, is that real people are dying.
So all students think they're already great artists and that they're really geniuses and everything, and in some way this maniac, megalomaniac thinking is quite good. On the other hand, they all think they should come into the art market very fast, and this is a very bad taste about this school, that a lot of people think they're finished in their brain and the whole life is an evolution. So my personal work here is a work on motivation and addicting, like on drug addict the students to certain qualities. And once you have got a certain quality, it's like licking blood and vampirism, and you won't be able to do anything else anymore. So my job is to explode the brains of these students who have a very stupid, narrow-minded point of view. Because these people are able to think, and we leave them the freedom to think, and I'm against this freedom.
And the voices were from the year 93 and 94, and I am not capable to count it out who was randomly selected to have a speech for you. Thank you very much.
Marco, wir haben keinen Techniker. Marco Koschnik.